How do we build our dreams when we don't know what we want? Learn how Flaunt solves this problem in 5 bold and glittery steps with radio host Laura Cheadle. Using a combination of best girlfriend discussions and therapy-based exercises, listeners are taught how to build their dreams and live their sparkle. Flaunt. Find your fetish, laugh out loud, accept unconditionally, navigate the negative, and trust in your truth.
Hello, welcome to Flaunt, Build Your Dreams and Live Your Sparkle. I'm Laura Cheadle, and today's show we are going to focus on angel readings. In fact, we are going to do a series of live on-the-air angel readings. In case you don't know what angel readings are, or in case you're not entirely sure what they are, let me tell you. Everything is energy. Plants, animals, people, thoughts, music, everything in the entire world is energy. And believe it or not, we are all able to perceive energy, whether or not we really realize that we're perceiving energy. When somebody does a so-called intuitive reading, what they're really doing is reading the energy of a situation, whether that's the mental energy, the physical energy, the energy of the room, the energy of whatever it is. That's all that's going on, is somebody is perceiving that energy. The only difference between a psychic and everybody else is truly the fact that the psychic understands that they are perceiving energy, and they're able to convey what they are perceiving to the other person. So in the case of an angel reading, what I do, or what anybody else does who does an angel reading, is they're simply reading the energy of the angels or the guides that are around a person or a situation. Now, angels are found in every single religious belief and tradition are literally around the world and throughout time. So you don't have to be a certain religion. You don't have to belong to a certain denomination. You don't even have to believe in angels at all. They still exist. So with that said, that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to take some on-air callers. They're going to ask me whatever question is on their mind, whether it's health or romance, or career, or life path, it doesn't really matter. And all I'm going to do is tune into their energy field. No, I don't have to be in the same room as somebody. Oftentimes I just need the name and the voice. And just through talking, we share energy. Just by hearing my voice, you are receiving part of my energy. And then when you call in, I get a part of your energy as well. And that's what I am reading. Now, some people ask if you need formal training to be an energy reader, or if I had formal training to be an energy reader, or angel reader, or any type of intuitive. What the deal is with that? I feel like I was born fairly intuitive. I felt things, I saw things, and I understood things. But since that's not a quote-unquote normal thing that happens in our society, I wasn't really sure if what I was perceiving was real or if it was something I made up in my mind. So about how many years ago was it now? I think it's been about 12 years ago. I had the tremendous opportunity to attend one of Dr. Doreen Virtue's angel therapy practitioner seminars. It was actually a week-long training seminar, and it was fantastic because it talked about the different ways that we have for perceiving energy, whether that's visual, auditory, just feeling it, knowing it in your head. It talked about all of those different ways that we perceive energy, and then it gave us the opportunity to practice perceiving different kinds of energy in different environments with feedback. For example, during one of the exercises, they had somebody stand up on stage. The workshop took place in a hotel ballroom. And they had somebody stand up on stage, and all of us who were in the seminar were supposed to do a reading of that person. We were supposed to tune into their energy and write down what we saw, felt, knew, heard, whatever, around that person. Then once we wrote all that down and turned it in, we started raising our hands and sharing what it was that we picked up from this person. And what was fantastic and phenomenal about it was I'd say 95% of us saw the exact same thing. Probably 95% of us felt the exact same thing. It was so fantastic because it really was able to confirm for those of us, like me, who kind of were a bit skeptical, even though I knew something else was out there, it was really a great way to confirm that what we were seeing or feeling was in fact happening and that it wasn't something we were just making up. So anyway, after a week of experiences like that and practicing and figuring out, what am I making up in my head versus what is something that I'm truly perceiving, you know, you get pretty good at it. You learn. It's like any other skill. You practice, and the more you do it, the more able you are to tune in to whichever level that it is you're tuning into. The angelic realm is a different energy vibration than the realm for deceased loved ones, which is also a different energy vibration than the realm for animals, which is also a completely different energy vibration for those of us in body. And that said, our emotions are at a different energy level than our physical body, which is also at a different energy level than the energy of our thoughts. So that's all an angel reading is. It's tuning into the different vibration levels. It's tuning into the different energy levels, and it's reading what is there. Now, when I do a reading, I mention everything that I see, hear, smell, sense, or feel, simply because I don't know if the information coming out is something that's literal or if it's something that's symbolic. Sometimes I will see something very clearly, like a red apple, and it will make absolutely no sense why I see a red apple, because we're talking about, you know, career or romance or something like that. But when I mention it, it'll have meaning to the person that I'm doing the reading for. For instance, they'll say, oh my gosh, that was my mom. My mom always read the story of Snow White, and we always talked about the poison apple, and we had a red apple sitting in my room growing up, and whenever I had something going wrong, she would remind me about the red apple. And that's why I mention it. Just because I don't know what it means doesn't mean that the person that I'm doing the reading for doesn't know what it means. And that's the way I work. And you know, everybody is a little bit different because we all perceive energy differently. So what I'm saying is absolutely valid and true for me, but it may not be the exact same process for anybody else, and that's okay. If you would like an angel reading on the air, please reach out 303-994-4945. And even if we can't get you on the show today, we will absolutely do our best to get you on the show a different day, because I have a feeling this is going to be something that's kind of exciting and kind of fun and that we're going to do a lot of in the near future. Also, if you are unable to call today, I get that. Go ahead and shoot me an email. Laura, L-O-R-A, at pyramid, P-Y-R-A-M-I-D, fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N.com, Laura, at pyramidfusion.com. Let me know you're interested in doing an angel reading on the air, and hopefully we can get that scheduled. With that, let's just move on to our first caller and see what's going on. Our first caller is Jean, and welcome to the show, Jean.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So, what do you want me to do for you today? Do you have some specific questions, or where do you want to begin your angel reading?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in just opening up to an overall what you are reading in this present moment. And then I've also found myself at a very significant crossroads in my life around a couple really, you know, key human issues. But really, if I were to narrow it, I'd say kind of around my job and career, which has kind of taken and made an impact on my health. So some things that are kind of connected. I was just a general open read, but also if anything comes up around job and career presence and guidance and suggestions, I'd be very open to hear more about that.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Let me just move into your energy a little bit. The first thing I pick up on your energy, and when I do readings, just so you know, I tell you everything that I see, hear, sense, feel, whatever. Some of that is very literal, and some of it is kind of symbolic. So just so you understand that. Because the first thing that I'm picking up in your energy field is kind of a sense of yellowness, kind of like a sense of jaundice. It's just not really clear. It's a little bit muddled right now. I'm wondering about, you had mentioned your health concerns. It feels like there's something in terms of maybe your blood that is circulating completely through you that is not exactly clear and on point right now. I feel like you're not necessarily breathing very deeply. Right now, I feel like there's a lot of almost toxins building up just in your entire system, and I sense like a holding in your energy field, if that makes sense. With what you mentioned, I am definitely willing to bet that it has to do with your work situation and that you're not feeling appreciated or acknowledged or noticed there, and that that's kind of causing some of these issues. Does that make sense? Okay, I feel like there is a person at your job who you need to talk with. It feels like there's somebody there who you need to, somebody is there that's causing you some problems, but the point of this person being there is for you to address them and for you to talk to this person, both for your growth and development as well as for their growth and development. I don't feel like you're necessarily going to be there forever, but you've got to deal with this person and you've got to have some of those hard conversations and discuss with that person. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Because what's going on in your work is not really what's going on in your work. What's going on with your work is the relationship with this person that's not being addressed.
Okay.
You unfortunately are going to have to be the person that kind of takes the lead on this situation and says some uncomfortable things and kind of rocks the boat.
Okay.
As in terms of your health, in this situation, what I mentioned, like that holding and the constriction of your energy field, it's all coming from you not necessarily saying what needs to be said, because I feel like you've got a lot of your own intuitive gifts. You can read situations really well, and you know what needs to be said, and you know what needs to be done, and you're just not saying it and not doing it right now. And that's what's causing some of these stress, constricted, energetic type situations around you, because there's way more in you that really, really needs to come out. Something that would be really good for you energetically, I don't know if you sing, but you need to sing. You've got, what I pick up from your guides and from your angels is there's a song in your heart, and this song needs to come out. And you're not singing right now, and when you're not singing, you kind of start grinding to a halt on an energetic level, and you need to remain elevated, and you need to do some more of this singing.
Okay.
Also, have you been outside a lot lately? Because I feel like you need to be outside in nature a little bit more. I feel like you need sun and you need wind.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you want to move into anything specific on any of those? Because I know a lot of that was kind of general. And do you know who Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say specifically if what would you recommend or how would you guide someone who, and maybe there are others out there, who in the workplace, if you have felt like you have communicated or, and maybe there is still something to say, do you see, for this question specifically, I use the word crossroads, but I feel like, is this also maybe something that's pushing me towards a different, not maybe not only a different organization or place or company, but a different direction altogether in my work? Is this
sometimes
a sign that kind of guide you out?
Yes and no with you. Yes, you are going to be in a different line of work fairly quickly. However, the situation that you're in right now is more of an opportunity for you to get in touch with your ability to express something. This is about you needing to express something. And if you were to hypothetically leave this company and move into a new line of work, a very similar situation would present itself in the near future where you would have these exact same feelings come up in that new situation. Yes, you are going to switch areas here, but this thing that's happening right now, kind of with this communication conundrum, is something that's here for you to learn how to express before you make that move. I feel like once you kind of address some of these things that are happening and say what needs to be said, how I see it coming out of you is like a babbling brook. You need to keep this stream of communication moving along constantly. How I see it is like moving over the rocks. So some things are going to be difficult, some things are going to be a little bit easier, but you need to keep this stream moving. And as you do this, it's going to lead you into this entire new path. I don't even necessarily want to call it a career path because it feels like you're going to be moving into something that is more enjoyable for you, with more supportive people. I don't feel like right away you're going to get a lot more money in this new position, but I feel like it's something that's going to inspire more creativity and just inspire you on a lot of different levels where you're not really being inspired right now because you're just you're a little bit trapped right now. Does that answer that?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, because I know I kind of moved all around, but the energy on the situation is interesting.
Interesting because of the muddled, how did you describe it? Kind of like the feeling of being blocked and trapped, that connection to it?
Yes. Also interesting because there's two distinct layers here. What I'm picking up is career path layer as one layer, but also this whole personal growth and development as the second layer. And they're definitely very intertwined, where usually people don't have those two things as intertwined as you do. It's hard to right now take the career part away from this little personal growth thing, meaning this lesson of what you need to say and what you need to do. It's just about you finding your voice and clarifying and not holding that pressure in, but letting that move out from you, expressing your own integrity, expressing your own truth, and having that conversation. And when you're able to do that, then you will kind of release the career piece, and then the career piece will be able to kind of manifest on its own. But just know what I pick up from your angels most clearly is it's you know they're showing in the center of your head. You know what needs to be said. You know what needs to be addressed on this situation. It's just that you're not necessarily comfortable addressing it because you think it might rock the boat. It might cause some problems. But just go ahead and address it. It might rock the boat a little bit, but it's a boat that needs to be rocked.
Okay.
Okay. How I see you in your career right now is, have you seen the cartoon Beauty and the Beast? The Disney
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast? Okay. You know that glass dome where the rose is inside the dome?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Look up that picture. It's like this rose and it's floating and it's inside this little glass dome and they have it on the dresser. And what happens is when the last petal from that rose falls, I can't remember what happens. Beast dies or beast is no longer able to transform into a human, something like that. But that's how I feel your energy is within your job. I feel like you're trapped in this little glass dome. You can see out of it, but instead of taking steps to move yourself out, you're just kind of allowing yourself to wither and die in there. And it's just being active and moving from having you take the initiative and you do it instead of kind of waiting for somebody else to come in and do it for you, just being proactive and doing it. Because you know what needs to be done, and as soon as you do that, it's going to release everything else around that.
Okay.
Okay. Does that, do you know?
Yeah, that visual is really, that's a good visual. That's how it feels, I'd say, just that picture too, withering and dying. It sounds scary, mm-hmm. but that is the feeling, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and do you know what you need to do?
So that one's a little trickier for me. When you said that about, I don't know right now in this moment if I have a specific, because it sounds like rather packed, like that I should know like one specific thing, like or one communication, and I can't say that I know like something that I haven't done or said or tried. So that's one that I need to think about a little more, because I'm sure there is something. But I'm hearing what you're saying. What's interesting about that is I'm hearing it's less about trying to fix or repair people or situations that maybe that's not possible or the best thing, and more expressing something that isn't comfortable, but and may not be comfortable even after saying it, but that's part of that's the necessary part of the process that you're reading.
Exactly.
Is it safe to say that?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. It feels like this person specifically that you need to say something to has masculine energy. That can mean that they are a male or that they're a female with kind of masculine energy. But what it feels like will happen when you say it is they're kind of at a loss. You say it, and they're really not willing to change, but they're kind of distraught that you've picked up on who they really are. And they kind of stiff arm you after that because you've called them out on who they are. So that's how it kind of doesn't really change. They just kind of block you, but at least you've gotten the truth out there because that's the piece that's about you.
Fair enough. And out of curiosity, when you do readings, are you seeing multiple angels? Are you seeing specific angels when the messages come through? Is there a clear individuation between who you're seeing and talking to?
Right. For you, it really depends on kind of the nature of the question and what's going on with that. For you right now, what I'm picking up on is one of your angels. She's got a feminine feel to her. She's got kind of a blue-green color. She's right behind you, kind of on your right side. It's like her head is kind of on the right side of your head over by your shoulder, and it feels like she's kind of whispering some guidance in that right side of you. It feels like she's also behind you close enough that she is asking you and telling you that you can lean into her whenever you need to rest and whenever you need to rejuvenate. She's got a lot of healing energy around her, not necessarily maternal energy, but more healing energy, more strength giving life affirming type energy, and that's the energy that's the angel that I've been chatting with in this situation, because I think because of your health being involved.
Got it.
Okay, because around you I see a few angels kind of around the shoulder area further back, but they're not communicating right now just because of this situation. They don't need to be.
Okay. Really
so
does
helpful. That answer? Sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good. Do you have any other questions before we finish?
Well, I guess just generically, if there's time, just in the love area, if there's anything that you're picking up, very different than the job part, which is, you know, its own. And I've taken notes here that I will
respond
but yeah, around what you're reading around of, you know, kind of the opposite end of the spectrum in private life, personal life, do you see any any developments or anything that's important that needs to be brought to my attention.
Okay. And before I read into that, I wanted to say thank you for taking notes. That's really an important process or part of this, because information that comes in, like I said, sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's symbolic. It's the energy at the moment. And sometimes it really does take some kind of thought and processing. And sometimes it'll be a day or two later and something comes to light because it's been in your energy field. And all of a sudden you go, oh, here's that situation. It's happening right now and I get it. So I'm glad you're doing that. That will
Absolutely.
Be very helpful for you. Yeah.
I feel that's going to be really helpful, especially around what you've said about health. I think that's something that I saw a combination of literal as well as symbolic that I think is something that, you know, in processing in real time, the information you're sharing, I definitely feel like in the days ahead and hours ahead as I think about this mm-hmm. a little bit more, this will, it'll gel. All of the pieces will gel.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And I feel like you'll be on a call with somebody at work at some point, too, and they're going to say words that are like something that I kind of said, and you're going to say, oh, this is it. Yeah. Now, moving into the love area, what I pick up in your heart area, and I don't want this to sound scary because it's not scary, but I pick up like a little black dot in your heart. What I can't tell is if that's a relationship that's about to die, that has got a lot of heavy energy in it that's pulling you down, or if that's a relationship that, and it could be any kind of a love relationship. It's in your heart area. There's just a black spot. There's just something dark there. So what I can't determine is if it's a relationship that's about to die, if it's a relationship that's got a lot of dark energy that's kind of covering something, or if you're blocked to a certain relationship and you're creating that little black void. But it's about, I'd say, golf ball sized, and it's literally a little black void in the right side of your heart area.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah, those are three pretty heavy energies.
I'll
think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. What I pick up on that block, and again, I said I don't know if it's you blocking, if it's somebody else's negative energy, or if it's a relationship that's about to die, but what I see that heavy energy is it's kind of staying in your heart area, and it's moving with you. And the way it needs to move out of your energy field, because it's not just going to dissipate, you need to allow it to drop. You need to literally set it down. You need to let it fall out of your energy field. This is not something that needs to be cognitively processed. It's not something that you need to do any work around. What I pick up on is the way to move that out of your field literally is to let it drop away.
Okay.
There's good heart energy in you and around you. Once it drops away, it's going to take about 3 months to completely heal that heart area. But after those 3 months, after you've let it drop, that heart energy is going to be vibrant and strong. And there will be a lot of joy in a multitude of relationships, both romantic as well as friendship relationships. But right now, like I said, I don't know if it's you blocking, if it's somebody else, or if it's a relationship that's about to die. But that's right now just stuck in your energy field.
Okay. And when you say let it drop, are there specific exercises or meditations or energy work that people do? Or like do you just visualize something like that dropping as you go about
yes.
your day and are aware?
Yes, a fantastic question. You can visualize it dropping. That's a fantastic one. You can also actually take your hand and move it in front of your heart, where I see this is about a foot away from your body, a little bit kind of on that right-hand side, and put, like you're cupping it in your palm, and just push it out of your energy field. Push it away, push it down. You can do that. How I show is you feel like a pitch in your heart, a catch in your heart sometimes. And it's something like it literally stops your heart, that feeling of, ah, my heart stopped. When that happens, take your hand and move it out of your energy field. when you're, you know, commuting or sleeping or resting, visualize it dropping away. If you know the person that this is related to, you can also visualize them setting it down as well as you setting it down. But for you, I would physically take my hand and move it away. And if you're really in tune with the energy, sometimes you can feel it feels like gum. It's kind of pulling it back in. And you can just kind of work with that, stretch it away a little bit further, then drop your hand and realize you've moved it further away. Next time, it might feel sticky, kind of like gum. Stretch it a little further away, push it down towards the ground, and just over time, allow that to drop. But like I said, I don't see it dissolving. I see it really moving, dropping out of your energy field.
Okay. And that takes initiative to, like, physically you can do it, but I need to proactively be moving it myself.
Yeah.
Out of my
yeah. Yeah. And like I said, if you know who this person is or the situation around it, they may just drop out of your world at about the same rate that you're pushing it out. But allow it to drop. You don't need to hold this.
Okay.
Because I think you might be holding it a little bit too, and you absolutely don't need to hold it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. It's like you don't need to be the martyr and hold that. There's no benefit in it for you.
Okay. I will work on that. That's something
okay.
I can start doing today.
Thank you so much for your time, and you've got my number to text if you've got some follow-up questions. I am happy to do those off the air at another time.
Great. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller today is Susie, and Susie actually just said that she doesn't have anything specific in mind when I was talking to her before the show. So we're just going to go ahead and introduce her and then do a general reading about her energy field. And then if something comes up, we can kind of move into it from there. So welcome, Susie.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, would you like me to just go ahead and jump in and do a general reading then?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, what I am picking up right away on you is you've got a lot of activity going on in the forefront of your mind. You're very thoughtful with things. You have a lot of activity that's always happening in your brain. You're always thinking about things. And what I pick up on right away is sometimes you are thinking so intently about things that you just assume other people know what you're thinking. And then when they don't, that it's sometimes confusing for you. That sometimes you're just in your mind and you're making decisions and you're doing things, and then you'll look at somebody and they'll look at you and you'll kind of feel like, why don't you know that? Why don't you know what I'm thinking? So the first thing that I pick up on that with you is just the reminder to be sure to communicate with other people when you're having a lot of mental processing going on, because they indeed don't know what's going on in your head.
Well, they should.
Exactly, darn them. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, though?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, perfect. The other thing that I see in generally in your energy field is your energy field moves in long, sweeping arcs. And what I mean by that is things have a slow crescendo, a slow build, and then they build up and they last for a long time, and then they slowly start coming back down just about the time something else starts slowly building up. So just realize that that's kind of the pattern of your personal energy as well as the energy that's around you. And don't get frustrated if things appear to not be moving ahead as quickly as you would like them to move ahead, because that's just your pattern. You really need that slow, deep buildup and understanding in order to move things ahead. Okay? Anything in particular, career, family, friends?
There's a lot of tumult going on right now in my church.
Okay.
And my mom is part of it. I tend to be, I'm a horrible judge, because I tend to see both sides equally valuable.
Yes.
But it's very hard. It's very hard for, there's a lot of fear and and it's like, okay, we all need to just step back.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
But
yes.
But I don't see myself as having any kind of power really to do anything about it. So I just keep taking in what people are saying, and I don't know how to change anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or if I can.
Right. What I was feeling when you were talking about that is almost like soccer balls of energy that are building up in you, because you do take on other people's pain and you do understand it, but then it kind of starts building up around you, like in your lower intestinal area is where I kind of see it the most, and then it starts billowing outwards and you're holding it for other people. But you're right, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of processing going on. You're just holding it, kind of hoping that they'll do something with it, and they're not. As far as can you do something, yes. What I'm picking up on is two things. First of all, setting some of the stuff down, because people hand it to you with the expectation that you'll do something, and then they just walk away and they drop it. And then they have almost like no more vested energy in it, but they feel frustration that you haven't fixed it. So then it kind of creates a little bit of a negative situation. So the very first thing to create change is actually to not take that on from other people, to be a little more upfront about supporting them in making the decision. And by that, I see you like looking at people and very sweetly saying things like, wow, I feel your pain. What are you going to do about that now? Let me know when you come up with a decision. Let me know how I can support you once you've made a decision. And people will kind of look at you with a blank stare and almost walk away because they'll be shocked by that. But that's the first thing that I see. And then the second thing is you discerning what's most important for you to work on. Because how I see is you take on all of this equally, and that sometimes you get lost in what's a superficial problem and what's a problem that really does need addressing. And to use that power of discernment to choose which one thing you're going to work on the most. And once you've decided what that one thing is, once you've decided what it is that you can work on, then yes, you will be able to burrow down on that and make some progress on it. Specifically, when you find that one area, you need to spend some of that quiet, thoughtful time thinking about it, but then you need to move into that communication piece and to gather the people around you and to discuss with them. Because what I see is you processing it internally on your own, then gathering together like the four people involved and saying, here are the options that I've come up with. What do you all think? And that you can facilitate change. I feel like the energy that you carry is that of a facilitator. It's not that you aren't powerful on your own, because you are, but I feel like what you bring to the table energetically is that ability to see all sides of it and the ability to cut through with kind of some logic and some clarity and to ask the right questions to get those people to think about it, think about what they need to think about, and then to also ask them to commit to something. And I feel like that's the step sometimes that gets lost, is people committing to it and taking action. And what I hear from your guides is if you start asking for that action piece, if you start asking for that last step, people will come to the table and they will finalize that.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does.
Okay. Does that make sense, or do you have any follow-up on that?
It does. It's difficult, and it's a mental block with me, because we're talking about people who are 20, 30, 50 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to be like, hey, y'all, let's pass it down.
Yes, I totally get that. You know, it's funny, because when I pick up on the energy of the people around you, yes, they're older than you, but they're a little bit stuck. they've been like swimming in the same pond forever, and they're all kind of drowning together. And they're looking for a life preserver to help pull them up. And you are that life preserver in a way. And I think you've got the ability to do it sweetly enough and not in a non-confrontational manner where, you know, you can even almost be asking them for advice, but you're really telling them what they need to do, if that makes sense. Because the problem with this situation is it will be almost catastrophic to this church. It's like a cancer, and it's sucking in more and more, and it's bringing things down more and more. And by being the healing force, you're cutting out this cancerous energy, and in the long run, you will preserve this, and they do understand that.
Cool. I hope so.
Yeah, they will. Because it really needs stopping right now, because otherwise it's going to capture in and drain and bring more people along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Any more specifics on that? Insight for you, for others, for the situation, anything else?
No, that's a good analogy.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our next caller is Sean. And he actually had a question about attempting to contact a deceased loved one. So we'll bring him on and we'll find out what that's all about. Welcome, Sean.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Go
ahead.
I have a question about connectivity with my brother who passed several years ago. I've had some connection previously through three different mediums, and they were very powerful moments for me. But I don't feel connected myself or able to, you know, sort of hear voices and things like that. But through mediums, I always hear his wit and his wisdom. But he was one of two of my guiding lights when he was alive. And I think he can be a guiding light and has been on the other side. But my question is, can I contact him more frequently for advice, and can we contact him now, say?
Right. Okay, the first thing that I get is he actually has a direct connection in your brain right now. No, you're not going to hear him. No, you're not going to see him. Where he connects is like right in the side, in the center of your brain, kind of right of center, kind of like where your right eye is, but in your head about 3 inches. That's his connection with you in that portion of your brain right there. So, like I said, no, you're not going to see him, hear him, feel him, but what I pick up is that his thoughts will come directly into that portion of your head, and that you will actually almost feel an energetic sensation in your brain when he's near. And it's kind of a weird feeling. I'm feeling it now, but it's just like a spark, an energy pulse in that portion of your head. And that's him. That's how he speaks to you, because what I hear is that in life, you guys also had kind of that ability to communicate with each other without communicating. And that's what continues, and that what transcends his physical crossing. Nothing has changed with that. It's just that what I pick up on is when he passed, although you believed you would still have communication, you kind of cut off that portion of your brain and you closed the door on that, so to speak. And what I hear from him is nothing has changed on that level. Open it up and trust it in there, and that's how you'll be able to contact him.
Without using a
medium. Does that make sense? Yeah, does that make sense? So you, it's not that you'll hear words. You'll just have a knowing about what he would say.
Yeah, I need to tap into that, because I resonate with the, when he was alive, we had, people thought we were twins sometimes, even though we're 19 months apart, because we did things almost in syncopation, right? And
right.
It was sort of that lifelong soulmate connection type of thing, I think. But yeah, so I probably have closed down a little bit. and or a lot, but sort of relying on third-party mediums to help me, and didn't realize that he sort of. I know he's with me all the time, or with, you know, our family of sorts. It's just, how do I hear him and feel him, I guess. So that's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. And going a kind of a step further on that, what he tells me is you're trying to connect to him with your heart because you're in pain because of his crossing. But you two have the mental connection. So connect with him. It's not that you didn't have a heart connection either, but connect with him on your head. That's where you connect, is in your thoughts. It's not that the heart doesn't matter, but you've got too much heart energy pouring out to him that is your sadness, not your connection with him. Your connection with him is in your brain.
Very good. Well, I'll have to explore that some and try to develop understanding how to sense that energy in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'll hear his words, his voice, his guidance, because it's almost innate in me, but I don't feel as connected as I used to be, so I want to renew that, yes.
Right. Yeah, because it is innate. It is literally in your head. I mean, that's why, you know, when I sense it, it's very deep in your head. It's very deep a part of you. It's not external, and that's why nothing has changed. And do you have a specific question for him?
Well, I have a lot of questions, but... In particular, I feel like I'm at a crossroads in my career, and at one point he said something about the number 55, and it's perplexed me for a long time what that might mean, but I wonder if there's some connection right now with my crossroads in my career, if he has any insights or his guiding light can shine the way for me.
Right. Okay, let me check into that. Okay, what's really funny, first of all, that I pick up, when you say the word crossroads, I literally see an X with your career. I see it almost like in the logo of the company. There's an X. It's almost like a picture of a globe and there's an X. There is something that has to do with crossroads that's something to do with a play on words or something with a cross. So just keep that in mind, because you truly are at a crossroads, not in the literal sense. There's something else going on with that. So that's the very first thing that I kind of want to pick up on. The second thing, what I see in your career field is right now the work that you're doing doesn't feel like it's constructing anything. It doesn't feel like it's really moving forward or building. It feels like some of it is futile. It's not that the work isn't doing something. Of course, it's doing something, but it's kind of futile for you. You don't necessarily believe in the product, so to speak. It's just work for the sake of doing the work, but it's not building something. The work that you need to move into is actually more constructive, and it's actually building something that's a little bit more tangible to you. The work that you'll be doing, you need to see that finished product and to kind of have something there to show for it. Otherwise, you get lost in this never-ending spiral of work that eventually starts pulling you down. And what I show is I show your heart actually suffering physically from that. It sucks your heart down and it drains the life energy out of your heart. And that's what it feels like right now, is you're kind of on a spiral getting sucked down. And instead of being in that circular energy, you need to be in a linear energy moving forward and creating and building things, because there's definitely the need to build in your energy. Do you need to follow up on that, or does that sort of make sense?
Well, I hear and trust that you're reading that. Is this coming from my brother, or is this your intuition that is guiding?
It's a little bit of both. What it is your energy getting sucked in. That's from that. The piece that he is saying is he is showing me things that you guys have built and projects that you guys work on together where you have an outcome, and it's an outcome-specific thing. And what he's showing me is you need something that's more outcome-specific, that you're just lost in the woods right now. And that's the piece that comes from him is you're lost in the woods. You need an outcome. You need something more tangible and more specific to build. And it's not necessarily just build a thing or build something for somebody else. It's something that you need buy-in into. And that's what he's showing me.
Yeah, very good. That resonates with my entrepreneurial streak.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it sure. Yeah, and it, I mean, he really keeps showing me a thing. It needs to be a thing. There's something that you like that has got a use, and it's more tangible. Like he keeps saying, it's not a contract. It's a thing. It's a physical thing.
Now that's perplexing.
Yeah, and 55, as far as what I see around 55, I don't have an answer from him on that. I don't have an answer on anything from that. However, what I see is a circle, and I see the numbers 55 kind of in bubbly, thick letters, almost like a logo. And the 55 is within that circle in kind of bubbly letters. And the logo is like green, and the 5-5 is in white. So again, keep an eye open for that. There's a lot of visuals that come through in yours. But the 5-5 seems like a stamp. It's not a year. It's not a code. It's like a stamp. So look for that. Is there anything else?
How does my brother feel about me writing our story? I
laugh because the very first thing I heard from him is, are you sure you want to do that?
No, I haven't been sure. That's been the challenge. I thought for sure I was going to write this story, and it's almost an ongoing, you know, sitcom or reality show. But I never seem to get around to doing it because, well, I haven't had that connection, it felt to me like, for some time. But I also felt like when I wrote a couple chapters initially, I sort of was at peace and let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I pick up from him is that first thing, are you sure you want to do that? Because it will be intentionally misunderstood almost by people who were impacted by it. And it just seems like it would rock a lot of boats, including your own. And how I feel your energy is as I see you writing it, and then I see you know that feeling like before you cry when your throat gets really stuffy? I feel like a lot of tightness in there. That's kind of a combination of frustration and feeling like your voice is being stifled and your mouth is being shut up. So I'm not quite sure. What he says is look at the intention behind that and make sure it's what you really want to do. But there's not a super lot of energy around that. There's not a lot of excitement around that right now. And again, it's all the energy in the moment. You know, things can definitely change in the future, but right now it would almost do more harm than good because it would be, like I said, intentionally misunderstood because people would kind of want to protect themselves and it would be mischaracterized almost on purpose to get you to be quiet.
Yeah. It's not my personality to shy away from that kind of conflict though, but, resonates coming from him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that he says be careful because he says you don't need to be careful, but he just says think about it because
think about the intention behind it, because it's not necessarily going to do anybody any good at this point. And again, I've said, you know, I know I've said that before. This is the energy of the situation right now. It's, you know, the energy can change in 1 year, 5 years, 3 years, whatever, but right now, that's his input is, are you sure?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. So is that all, or is there anything else?
I have one more question, and it has to do with our parents.
Okay.
I'm sure he's obviously aware of where they're at in life right now. But it's a challenge with our mom to see her increasingly struggle with sort of communication. Try to be there for her. Our younger brother tries to be there for her. But, you know, she'll misconstrue simple texts and an email, right? And write a scorched earth reply or just flat out interpret it and it's lost in the moment. I don't know if that's a sign of, you know, a dementia oncoming or another ailment. Can he enlighten us in that area?
Yeah, let me check. You know what's really kind of strange? He's very disconnected from that situation. He has no cords of energy towards that situation. The energy around that is very flat. It really strange. It feels like neither you or he really have a lot of soul connections towards her. Yeah, some stuff is coming on. What he basically says is, no, I'm not interested.
Okay.
It sounds kind of callous and hard, but it's not. It's just the way his energy towards that situation is almost like if you read a chapter in some random book or something and you go, yeah, wow, that's a really bad chapter. Okay, moving on now. There's no emotion to that situation. I think he points to some mental stuff. It's not necessarily dementia. It's mental dysfunction is what he's calling it. Increased mental dysfunction, increased break from reality. But he's not emotionally invested in it at all. He's very pragmatic about it that, yeah, there's a lot of emotional dysfunction here. There's a lot of intellectual dysfunction here. There's a lot of continuing problems that are going to get worse. But like I said, there's kind of no emotional investment. There's no guidance in terms of how to handle that. It's just simply, yeah, the mental end is going to continue to break down.
Sort of last simple question is, did he get to greet our Uncle Keith?
He said Uncle Keith greeted him. That's funny.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. It was the other way around. Uncle Keith came and got him.
Not surprising.
That's great. Okay, so is that everything?
Yeah, that's good for now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Tune in next time to Flaunt. Build your dreams, live your sparkle with radio host Laura Cheadle every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come release outdated labels, roles, and scripts. Reveal the calling of your soul and re-choreograph your own life, even when you're unsure of what you want. In 5 bold and glittering strokes, you too can build your dreams and live your sparkle. Find out more about Laura at pyramidfusion.com.